Back out at Historic Farm Days 2025, the I&I Antique Tractor and Gas Engine Showgrounds. Chad Baker for WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. I'm out here with Russell Lee. He is part of the panel this year for the Farm Succession panel, the talk here that they had at the grounds, and had a good crowd for that, Russell.
Yeah, a very good crowd. We had probably almost 50 people in here that they're just to listen and ask a few questions. So that's been good. This is the third year we've been doing this. So it's a good opportunity for people to get some free information and just kind of look to the future and see what they want to do.
Great panel out here. Chad Hesterberg with IPG. You have Cheryl Mitchell, who's made a huge impact and is, of course, one of her passions of doing this here. Yourself, talking a little bit more on the CPA route and planning with that. Who else did you have out here?
Kyle Imkus was the attorney, and usually Nick Ryder, the banker. He wasn't here today. He wasn't able to make it, but usually it's us four. And we kind of try to team together to kind of just tell people they need a team approach towards it, that all four of those positions are what you really need when you're putting together an estate plan. You need an attorney, a banker, an accountant, and probably your banker all to be involved so everybody knows what's going on. So we use that approach to it, kind of a team approach to it, and it works pretty well.
I know we could go on and on what could be a half hour, hour and a half episode for what all the intricacies are with farm succession. We could do that with a regular estate, but I can't imagine all the small things that pop up, whether you have siblings, whether you have other estate holders within the farm estate. Give us an about 3 to 4 minute synopsis of some of the things that people need to consider whenever they are starting that process. Having that conversation and starting that process to create a successful succession.
Well, first you need to communicate with your siblings or your kids so that everybody knows the plan and everybody's aware of it that way. Because, you know, the worst thing I've seen is people fighting, not speaking to each other after their parents die or something, and fighting about it and fighting about the assets and because they didn't know and this one wanted this and the other one wanted. So sit down and communicate with people and communicate and try to talk about what do you think the future is? Do you want a farm? Do you not want a farm? Try to get everybody involved so they know what the plan is, and then sit down and start to put the plan together. How are you going to get to that point? Is there land involved? Okay, how do I pass the land on? Is there equipment involved? How do I pass that on? And you've got, you know, various other assets. So you got to look at the whole picture, all the assets, and say, how do I get those and who wants them and how am I going to distribute them? And do you want something? If there's a specific item you want, is that in the plan? So you develop that plan and you work with the attorney and the banker and the insurance guy to make sure it happens. Sometimes there's life insurance you need to cover something or whatever. So it's a matter of communicating, getting a plan together, getting a team together that can get you that plan, and starting to work together so that people know what it is and so that nobody's surprised. I think that's the biggest thing I see in this. In the end, is people, all of a sudden, parents die and we're opening a will and nobody has a clue what's there. And so they're shocked, they're mad, they're whatever, because they didn't get what they wanted or sibling got more than I did or whatever. So communication's a key, and getting a team together so that everybody's on the same plan and getting the vehicles that you need to get whatever you want moved to whoever you want it moved to, basically.
And so much of that is the time factor, too. You want to make sure that you get a head start on this, because after the deceased happens, it becomes a lot more complicated. You're trying to look for documents. You're looking for bank boxes. There's so many things that become more difficult whenever a death happens. So making sure that you're starting that process now while everybody is still of sane mind. And so that way you can get all those I's dotted and T's crossed. And of course, you never know what people are wanting. Some people are willed out something, they don't want it, then it becomes maybe a nuisance. So there's a lot of things that can pop up in that process, and it's good to have that ironed out. For folks that want to start today, if they're listening in, they want to maybe start that process today, is there a good entity to start with within the panel, or is it just a matter of starting that initial process with each and every one of you?
No, it's probably initially, you know, sitting down and writing down all your assets, what you have, what you think you have, and attempted values. And then if you got specific things you want to go to specific people, writing that down and then getting at least your attorney and accountant together and saying, okay, how am I going to do this? Where am I at? And starting that process so that you've got those guys involved first. You might even get somebody like Cheryl Mitchell involved, who kind of is just a facilitator. She says, well, we need this person or we need that person involved. Getting somebody like that can help you get organized, get it together. Main thing is you got to sit down and begin to formulate in your own head, what assets do I have and how do I want them to go and where do I want them to go, basically.
Absolutely. For folks that want to reach out to you, you've got offices now in Watseka and Hoopston, Gibson City. I know I'm missing one here.
Sista Park.
Sista Park. Best way of reaching out to you to get that process started or for any other of your many, many services that you offer?
Yeah, they can give us a call. Usually the main number, all the offices kind of ring into the main number, which is 217-283-9336. Or they can send me an email at admin@russlee.com, and we'll get with them. So we appreciate anybody who wants to sit down and talk. We're happy to do so.
Russell, always great catching up with you. All the best the rest of your summer, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Chad.
That's Russell Lee. Russell Lee and Associates, a part of the Farm Secession discussion and panel out here at Historic Farm Days. We have a lot more reports coming up for the 2025 Historic Farm Days I&I Antique Tractor Gas Engine Club Showgrounds in Penfield, Illinois. $10 to get in the gate, $20 for the entire weekend, and a lot more fun to be had here. Keep it tuned to WITY. I'm Chad Baker.